The settlement is called a criminal enforcement agreement and resolves questions of Pilot Flying J's involvement in a massive diesel fuel fraud. The Tennessee-based company says it will not contest any of the allegations against it. It's agreeing to pay more than $56 million to the hundreds of mostly small trucking companies that were swindled out of promised rebates on purchases of diesel. And it's paying a $92 million fine to the U.S. government. U.S. Attorney Bill Killian says he cannot comment on the settlement because the criminal investigation is ongoing, and the deal underlines that it provides, quote, no protection from prosecution of any individual. It also commits the company to, quote, complete cooperation with prosecutors, and says it will keep reporting to the U.S. attorney what it's doing to ensure no more fraud. The investigation of Pilot Flying J became public with a raid about 15 months ago on the company's headquarters in Knoxville. And since then, 10 employees, including high-level managers, have agreed to plead guilty. Others have left the company. Haslam insists he knew nothing about the fraud at the company he operates. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schulze.